Hello, my peeps. Welcome back to Workday Playdate, the place where we use play, improv, and a whole lot of truth-telling to help you lead better, lead braver, and step into the highest version of yourself. I'm your host, Erin Deal, keynote speaker, business improv edutainer, author of I See You. And today we are diving into something I fully believe has the power to change your next hour, your next week, your next year. Today's episode is called Words Are Wands, Why Your Inner Dialogue Shapes What's About to Happen. Now, let me just say this, concept of words are wands. One of my dear friends, Judy Holler, says this all the time. And I think she said it. I'm not sure who originally said it, but Judy, I'm giving you the credit. So I didn't even mean to rhyme, y'all. Wow. That was great. So if you are somebody who spirals, who overthinks, who catastrophizes, who talks yourself out of things, or internally narrates like a dramatic Shakespearean villain, this episode's for you. So let's get into it. So here's what happens, y'all. When you don't reframe your inner dialogue, let me paint this picture. You ready? Close your eyes. Ready? Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. Imagine this, eyes closed. If you're driving, keep one eye open, okay? Just make sure we're not on the same road. You wake up, you're tired. You think, I'm so already behind. I should have done more yesterday. Ugh, this 9 a.m. meeting is going to be awful. My boss is going to hate this presentation. Man, I don't have enough time. I'm never going to get ahead. Boom. Before you even brush your teeth, your nervous system is in a chokehold. And here's the data. And I even referenced this in my keynote. So this is real, y'all. According to the National Science Foundation, we think between 50 to 80,000 thoughts per day, 50 to 80,000 thoughts. And of those 50 to 80,000 thoughts, we think about 6,200 thought worms per day. And thought worms are sentences strung together that formulate a thought, right? So of those 6,200 thoughts, what percentage of them do you think are negative? What percentage? 80%. 80 freaking percent of those thoughts are negative. And here's the kicker, the big hello. We repeat the same thoughts 95% of the time. 95% of the time we are thinking those negative thoughts on repeat. So this means if you don't actively choose different words, you are literally recycling yesterday's stress. And here is also what happens when you don't reframe your thoughts. You see fewer possibilities. You make reactive decisions. Your creativity goes down. Your communication becomes super rushed or defensive. Your confidence shrinks. You play small and you manifest more of what you don't want. Now, this is why burnout, self-doubt, and anxiety hit the same people over and over and over. The inner dialogue is running the same unhelpful script. Your mind is a stage, and the same cast of characters keeps performing the same scenes. But here's the good news. You're also the writer, the director, the lead actor, and the editor, which means you can change that script, y'all. Now, before we go even any further, I just want to say that this episode hits home for me on a lot of ways. I actually, just on a personal side story, last night was lying in my bed. I might cry. I don't know why, but I felt like y'all needed to hear this. And I was looking through some old memories in my phone. And I can go back. You know how you can go, if you have an iPhone, to the year and check pictures and see what happened in that year. And I pulled up the year 2020. Because we just hit five years of this show, 300 and something episodes. And I looked back at 20-year-old me. I was like, man, I have a lot of compassion for her. She was dealing with a lot. And then I look at 2020, y'all, words are hard. Words are wands and they are hard. I look at 2023 me. When I tell you I hit 40 years old that year and I woke up with severe anxiety, debilitating anxiety, panic attacks, nightly terror attacks, like waking up in the middle of the night with my heart racing at a rapid, rapid speed, to going from that to having a concussion and post-concussion syndrome for 5 to 6 months, to getting medicine to get me back to baseline, to going through a bigger self-healing journey than I thought I even needed to go on, to a team of healers and therapists that I have at my speed dial disposal. If you're listening to this episode and you have those negative thoughts in your brain racing day after day after day, and what I said hits home, I just want you to know you're not alone, that I see you. I am you. And there is a way out. There is a way out. 40% of our mindset is within our control. 40%. And I got to tell you, mindset is everything. It's everything. It's everything. Everything. And I'm going to teach you how to do some reframing here today. But I wanted to take that real step and just give you the real, real, real deal to let you know that I don't just show up here with butterflies and rainbows farting out of my butthole. Okay? Like that. Sorry, that was graphic. But I don't. It's intentional. I work on it. I work so freaking hard. And going back to my night last night, I actually cried a little bit. And I had a really, it wasn't like a sad cry. It was an epiphany and a real proud moment for me to look back at those pictures and realize all of the inner work and the inner mindset discovery that I had to go on to get myself here. Because I am sitting here at 42, going on 43 years old, with a whole new outlook on life. My life has changed drastically. I've experienced some more loss and grieving in my life, as one does, right? That's just part of the life cycle. But I have grown and I have done that work because of my inner work. Nobody did it for me. Nobody is in my mind. Nobody is in your mind but you. So it is up to you to do this work. Now, I digress, but I need you to hear that, because I teach and it sounds like I'm preaching and I'm here to fix, but what I'm teaching you is what I needed to learn. And so if I can help you right now, fast forward that button to get you to the better place, that's what I'm here to do. So I needed you to feel that from me and know that this is coming from a real world place. This isn't toxic positivity. This is like real world shit, real world inner work, real time. And you, if you've been with me on this show for 5 years, have known all those versions of me. It will be real hard for me to go back and listen to some episodes because I was in the middle of my healing work teaching at the same time. So I just want you to know that. I felt like that was important for you to know today. So let's get back into it. Here's what can happen when you do reframe your mindset. When you shift your inner dialogue, like even by a milliliter or millimeter, liter, milliliter, meter, you shift your actions. And when your actions shift, your future shifts. This is not woo-woo. This is neuroscience. When you reframe the words that you speak and think intentionally, the brain activates something called the reticular activating system. And this is the filter that decides what information to notice and what to ignore. When you choose intentionally better inner dialogue, the reticular activating system, or the RAS, R-A-S, starts scanning for evidence to support those better thoughts. And suddenly, possibilities appear. Your creativity expands. Your mood steadies. You show up differently in rooms. You communicate with clarity instead of fear. You take aligned action. You call in opportunities instead of dodging them. People respond differently to you, and your future starts bending toward what you want. Your words, especially the ones that you say to yourself, are wands. They're like a magic fairy with their little wand creating everything in your experience. It's every thought is either narrowing your world or expanding it. Every thought is either narrowing your world or expanding it. And the second that you choose a different language, you begin to shape what's about to happen next. All right, my peeps, I hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passionstruck Network. Now back to the show. Okay, so I'm now going to give you a 5 improvisational comedy backstep system to reframe your dialogue in the moment and shape your future. Now, these are simple, they are fast, and they are deeply effective. You can use them in a meeting, at your kitchen counter. You can use them walking into a presentation. You can use them anywhere, anytime. You ready? Here it is, your 5-step framework. Step 1, notice the narrative. So in improv, the first rule is awareness. You can't heighten a scene if you don't notice what's in it. So in the moment, if you're going to negative thoughts or responses, I want you to ask yourself, what story am I telling right now? Name it. Name it. There's no judgment. Oh, this is the I'm behind today narrative. Oh, this is the judging me narrative. Naming it creates distance. So instead of you feeling like the entire problem is all you, you can be you, and there's distance between you and this story. And naming it creates that distance, and distance creates choices. Which brings me to step 2, and I call this pause and play the opposite. So improvisers use a technique called new choice or opposite choice to create unexpected momentum. You've probably heard me, if you listen to the show for a while, do this game called new choice. So if your thought is, I'm going to screw this up, you're going to new choice and play the opposite. So if you're like, oh, I'm going to screw this up, stop, pause, recognize the story, and reframe it. So you're playing the opposite of that. There is a version of me who crushes this. Okay? So you're saying in the moment, the opposite of that negative story. It's not toxic positivity. It's just possibility. That's all it is. Your future starts opening the moment you allow for an alternate reality. Step 3, add a yet or a for now. Okay, this is straight from improv's yes and principle and mindset. It's all about accepting your reality, then expanding it. So postponing judgment and adding to it. So instead of, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know what I'm doing yet. Instead of, this feels overwhelming, add a for now. This feels overwhelming for now. I'm new to this. Hold on, y'all. We got a visitor coming in. Oh, come on, big deal. Big deal, my 8-pound toy poodle has entered the scene. And that's what we always say in improv. Oh, no mistakes, only gifts. All right, he's now with us in the podcast closet, y'all. So thank you for this quick break as I put him on my chair. And if you hear deep breathing and or a fart, it is not me. All right, I'm just going to point that out. All right, so we're talking about this yes and concept and adding a yet or a for now. So instead of saying, I am nervous, you could say, I am nervous for now, and I'm still capable. This tiny tweak widens your future immediately. All right, that was step 3. We're on to step 4. Step 4 is super important because you're going to choose a power line or a sentence that pulls you forward. So improvisers, when we're on stage, we use taglines to anchor scenes. So you need a tagline for your brain. So if you're having issues with your creativity, instead of just being like, oh my God, I can't think today, things aren't coming out of my brain, you could say, I create from clarity. And that becomes your mantra. I create from clarity. I create from clarity. That's your new tagline. That's the thing you're repeating 95% of the time. Or it's, you know, I am feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling overwhelmed. You recognize it. You're going to give it a new choice and you're going to reframe it and you're going to have a sentence that you keep going with. So it could be, I rise when I'm challenged. I rise when I'm challenged. I rise when I'm challenged. So this becomes your internal cue and your external reality begins shifting to match it. Your next step is so important. This is step 5. You're going to take one aligned action in the next 5 minutes. Manifestation isn't magic. It's momentum. And momentum starts with a micro move. So after listening to this episode, here are some ideas for your next micro move. You can send that email you've been avoiding. You can clean the desk off to give yourself more clarity. You can drink the water to hydrate and get yourself back into alignment. You can write the first sentence of that book that you've been thinking about. You can turn on the camera if you've been thinking about showing up on camera. You can ask the question that you've been putting off. Just like improv, this is built in action. And improv is all about action, one tiny step at a time, and your future is built on actions, little micro actions that build up over time. Your reframed dialogue and small consistent actions equals a future that expands instead of contracts. So if you're listening to this thinking, Erin, I need this level of clarity for my entire year, then my peeps, our vision setting workshop at Improve It is calling your freaking name. This is a highly interactive and it's a high energy workshop. It's available in person or on Zoom, and our seasoned improv facilitators will guide your team through playful exercises that turn idea generating into a team sport. We use this thesis statement, partnership plus planning equals proper prioritization, and will help your team boost creative brainstorming, strengthen collaborative group mind, set intentional priorities for the year ahead. It is perfect for 50 people on Zoom or for, and that's up to 90 minutes, or for 100 people in person for up to 2 hours. If your team needs clarity, alignment, and energy, this is your workshop. And you can reach out to us at learntoimproveit.com or follow the link in the show notes. That's learntoimproveit.com. So let's bring it home, y'all. Today, we covered why your thoughts repeat and how they shape your reality. We talked about what happens when you don't interrupt the negative loop. We talked about the power of reframing and how it opens possibilities. And I gave you that 5 improv-based steps system to shift your inner dialogue instantly and direct your future. Here's your homework. You know you got it. For the next 24 hours, I want you to catch one negative thought. I want you to name it. And I want you to reframe it using either new choice or the yet or for now approach. So the new choice would be to completely make it the opposite of what it was. And the yet or for now is saying, I am not blank for now. I am overwhelmed for now. You can either do that or choose a power line to allow yourself to repeat. So that would be an affirmation. And then you're going to take a 1 5-minute action that moves you forward. I want you to do this once a day for a week and watch your entire internal landscape transform. I am your doctor. I don't really have a PhD, but I do have a few letters after my last name. Erin Deal, PhD, pretty huge deal. And this is your prescription. Okay, friends, let's land this episode with some internal sparkle. I want you to repeat these affirmations after me. Here we go. Wherever you are, you can say them out loud in your mind, or you can speak them out loud if you're by yourself. I would really recommend speaking these out loud, all right? I talk to myself all the time. It's amazing. You actually can bring things into your existence that way. So here's your first affirmation. I speak to myself with clarity and kindness. I speak to myself with clarity and kindness. My words create my world. My words create my world. I choose thoughts that expand my future. I choose thoughts that expand my future. I am becoming who I'm meant to be, one decision at a time. I'm becoming who I'm meant to be, one decision at a time. My inner dialogue is my leadership. My inner dialogue is my leadership. Doesn't that feel good? I feel refreshed. I needed that. Thank you. All right, I got a journal prompt for you. Okay, you've got homework and a journal prompt. After you hit pause on this show, think about this. What is one thought that's been running the show in your mind lately? And how can you rewrite it to support the version of me I'm becoming? What is one thought that's been running the show lately? And how can I rewrite it to support the version of me I'm becoming? I want you to either write or think about this. Sometimes I like to pull up my phone and do a little voice note. I don't want you to edit. I want the truth to land. All right, my peeps. Thank you for spending this time with me today on Workday Playdate. If this episode resonated, please share it with somebody who needs it. And remember that their words are wands too. As always, keep leading boldly, keep playing intentionally, and keep showing the world who you really are. I'll see you next week.